Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that I refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 14th in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is Hour 1 of 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, complete with all of its checks and balances, as the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution unless it's a Jesus revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, and welcome to the broadcast. Wow, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, hard-hitting talk always at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Download our phone app. Check it all out. Incredible hard-hitting talk as always. A quick recap of several previous episodes. I've got a lot of show notes. I highlight them because then you know what we've talked about. And if you've missed a show, you can go back to LibertyRoundtable.com or LovingLiberty.net. You can grab the archives, find the show, listen to the section that you like of any show anytime, because they're all archived to listen on demand at your convenience. Now, yesterday it was Sam Bushman. I had Lance Migliaccio with me, and he's a host of the Big Mig show, and normally George Ballantyne with us, but he had some personal things to take care of. But, man, Lance and I really had a killer show. We talked about the tip of the spear. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they don't want to hear. Yeah. We talked about several Taco Bell restaurant locations in Oakland, California have to close their dine-in options. Why? Too much crime. Yeah, surging crime is what they're calling that. Wow, is that not a good sign for the country? I'll tell you that, but you're starting to see that all over the place. First came the defund the cops movement, psychotic. Then comes the crime wave. What do you expect? They go ahead and say there's no drug laws. We're going to promote drugs at the government and help you do drugs. And then that goes all south, and they have to reverse that. They say remove all the cops. It melts down. They have to reverse that. As Lance and I clearly highlighted, it's the policies, stupid. Don't mean to be so blunt, but it is. It's their policies that's the problem, folks. You can't just promote drug use. Now, I get the war on drugs is a farce, and we should stop that. But we don't need to promote. See, the government pendulum just swings. It's so anti-drug, the war on drugs. Then all of a sudden they're like, oh, drugs are fine. Let's have the government help people get needles. Let's create a safe space for people to get drugs. Let's give them drugs and give them fresh, clean needles. And let's aid and abet their addictions. And see, the government swung too far. Why can't we have a situation where the government's not going to make drugs legal or illegal? They just exist. And then the idea is if you commit crimes, it's illegal and we'll prosecute. If you don't and you die because you're on drugs, I'm sorry. We'll do all we can to protect you and save you within the framework of the laws that we have, but we're not going to pendulum swing to we're actively participating in and encouraging drug use. All right? Same thing with the cops. You don't need to defund the cops. What you need is the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association involved around the country doing de-escalation training so that it's not racist, so that it's not sexist, so that it's not cops that are bad apples on power trips, that we really teach and educate to the proper way of thinking in America. Society needs to be about God, family, and country. Anyway, we talked about the price of Bitcoin hovering around $72,000. What goes up will come down, ladies and gentlemen. Write that down. I know you're all on a high ride, but really I believe, and Lance believes, the government is designed to manipulate these Bitcoins and digital currencies and cryptocurrencies, and eventually the government will take control of all those currencies. Trust you me. They don't care which fiat currency gets promoted as long as it's fiat and they maintain control. They don't care what grows outside of their control as long as they really have the secret back door, the eventuality of regulation to where they control it. So you guys can think you're outside the system on your blockchains and out of government reach, but not so fast. Write it down. Remember who warned you first and told you not to dip your toe in the crypto. We talked about Robert F. Kennedy. He's really pitching his campaign to a lot of young, disgruntled men in society. And Robert F. Kennedy is considering one of two people for his vice presidential pick. We're talking about quarterback Aaron Rodgers. I guess he's with the New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers, who wouldn't take the vax, and or Jesse Ventura to be his running mate. Both of them very unique picks. Both of them will shake things up. Both of them will add to his ability to garner third-party votes, that's for sure. I'm telling you right now, don't underestimate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Keep an eye on that ball. And believe it or not, RFK is far from perfect. There's a lot of things he does that I don't agree with. But I would say this, he's probably the most true blue, honest, educated, solutions-oriented guy in the race to date, is what I would say about him. We talked about the House Judiciary Committee opening an investigation into the Department of Justice's arrest and persecution of journalist Steve Baker and other J6 political prisoners, according to Jim Hoft over at the Gateway Pundit, doing a great job. The House Judiciary Committee opens an investigation. I appreciate that because we need investigations. What I would really remind this House committee and all members of the House, we're sick of you launching investigation after investigation after investigation. I can keep going on, right? You get the point. Over and over to never have any pay dirt at the end. Okay, for example, they went down to the border. Oh, yeah, they went down to the border and had a heyday at the border, and then they came back and did nothing. We haven't seen any changes on the border at all. The Senate had a clown show negotiating with literal criminals. And it went all south and everybody rejected it. Good on them for rejecting it, but why not have a real plan in place? Anyway, we talked about presuming it becomes legally clear in the 2020 election that it's absolutely been stolen. Will there ever be anything done about it? Asks WorldNet Daily. And I believe it's a wise question. I'm sick of these investigations. Never, ever, ever getting to the bottom of it. Let me give you an example. We know Joe Biden's committed all kinds of criminal activity. All kinds. From literally having classified documents for 40 years as vice president, as senator, no authority to have those documents, scattered all over to the winds, seven places documented so far, and we say, oh, he's a bumbling, well-meaning old man, can't really do anything, he's wrong and he willfully violated the law, but no harm here, no harm, no foul, no worries. Shame on that, that's got to stop. Criminal. Folks, Hillary Clinton, same scenario. She brought a sledgehammer and bit bleach and destroyed evidence. No accountability for her either. So I am sick and tired of all these claims of investigations. Jim Jordan's been at it making allegations for years now. Zero prosecution that I see. Nothing but a clown show. Yeah, you get out all the facts. Promise to release the 41,000 hours on J6. Promise to expose Joe's banking transactions and wow, we get the pay dirt, and then nothing happens or goes forward at all. For example, we played that soundbite yesterday about the CNN fraud against Donald Trump. I kid you not, literally CNN committed fraud against Trump. They lied, and they literally went into fake news mode to change the election and admitted it and got caught, and we played the soundbite. All right, we talked about actor Robert De Niro's potty-mouthed, triggered a rant about former President Donald Trump. Trump responds and says it's a case of Trump derangement syndrome. Both of them are a little bit extreme if you ask my opinion. I'm not a for Trump or an always Trumper or a never Trumper. I'm just a Trump realist. When Trump does something good, give him credit. When he does something bad, call him out on it politely, deliberately, not to attack him as a person, but with civility, highlight why he's wrong, what the truth really is according to the supreme law of the land or God's laws or whatever reference point we're using at the time. But it's about principle, not about people, right? Anyway, that was 1 hour with Lance Migliaccio. We launched into the second hour, and judge kills multiple charges in Trump case, writes Patrick Halk. Great job, Patrick. Thanks for the late breaking heads up news yesterday. They dropped six charges against the Donald in the Fannie Willis case. And now the judge is doing radio interviews And now you've got a situation where, well, man, if those six charges are dropped and Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade are under scrutiny and they may be removed from the case or whatever else, has the case entirely imploded? Many experts are now saying yes. The case has been undermined to the point where it will not go anywhere. Are they right? Only time will tell, but we'll keep an eye on the ball. But less and less and less reality against Donald Trump and more fake news made up, weaponized government against the former president, right? That's what I'm seeing. All right. Anyway, when we come back, we'll talk more about how, hey, all this stuff out of control, fake news by your government, stolen elections, and a whole lot more. Evidence coming out everywhere. Will there be accountability is the only question left as we continue on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, we're covering yesterday's news the networks refused to use with a few headlines that are absolutely worth hammering on. A report over at The Federalist, ladies and gentlemen, explains how West Virginia Secretary of State Mac Warner, he is credited with extensive work to clean up the election rolls and secure his state's elections. He also has been critical of a variety of things going on, right? He's been critical of the infrastructure of the security agencies, claiming that, look, the elections have been stolen. His headline says this, rigged, top secretary of state or state official confirms 2020 race was stolen. Leftists colluded for the very purpose of throwing the election, writes Bob Unruh over at WorldNet Daily, and he's got documentation to back it up. The election was stolen, and it was stolen by the CIA. Wow. That's the big takeaway here. Stolen by the CIA. The FBI, in fact, chose to interfere in the elections by telling media corporations to suppress the accurate reportings about the Biden scandal. Meanwhile, that took the election away from Donald Trump, okay? when the FBI chose to interfere in the elections and suppress accurate reporting about the Biden scandals, and then this idea that we're going to go ahead and lie about Trump, right? That's the problem. Anyway, there you have that. In addition to the FBI being out of control, Warner also noted that the $400 million passed out by Mark Zuckerberg was used to recruit Biden supporters. That's kind of the problem, right? I don't know how to respond to this, really. But again, is there going to be accountability for any of this? See, I don't see that. I don't see any accountability at all for this. I hate it, but I recognize. But when the election was stolen, and it was stolen by the CIA, and then the FBI, in fact, chose to interfere, and then, we're talking about the $400 million given by Mark Zuckerberg. Turns out Joe Biden willfully held these classified materials. All right. Hillary Clinton ran Bleach Bit on her servers. Jim Jordan basically said, hey, the ghostwriter had access to this classified information. What did the ghostwriter do with the information? Just slide it on into the recycle bin there to cover up the evidence. The cover-up took down Nixon. Why is this not taking down Joe Biden? We talked about top secret classified documents were found in 7 in unsecure locations. Yeah, we also talked about the third pipe bomb camera deliberately turned away from the scene. Anyway, security was obtained by the Epoch Times security video showing. Why do they turn away all these cameras? What is the deal with the pipe bomb? We're being lied to, and more evidence coming out about that all the time. Michigan election fraud investigation by Darleaf and others. Now they're literally attacking Darleaf. We've mentioned this. But it's reaching feverish pitch as Darleaf, our dear constitutional sheriff in Michigan, stands tall. My department is in possession of sensitive documents that are part of an ongoing investigation involving Dominion employees. I'm not willing to compromise my investigation by turning over what I have at this point or pieces of it. I intend to file a motion to quash the subpoena, writes Darleaf. Good on Sheriff Leaf, that's for sure. We also talked about Boeing whistleblower found dead in South Carolina. Says that Boeing standards are not up to par. Been complaining for years. Been in court telling the truth. And now he winds up dead. They say he committed suicide in his own truck. John Barnett, 62. I don't believe that he died the way they claim that he did at all. This reminds me of the Seth Rich lies. That it doesn't make any sense, but you better believe it or you're a conspiracy nut. No, when it doesn't make any sense, I don't have to believe it, folks. Right? That doesn't mean I have to believe it just because they say so or whatever else they want to claim. All right. Anyway, also about the Monday's broadcast, we talked about it being literally 4 years since COVID shots began and COVID shutdowns began. It's a disaster. 4 years later, what have we learned? We've learned that your government lied to you and betrayed you at every level. And the truth is coming out. That's what we learned. We learned that guys like me who were telling you the truth the whole time have been absolutely vindicated, right? We then had Rick Dalton on TV with me. Who is Rick, you ask? He's the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, National Legislative Liaison, CSPOA.org to learn more. Anyway, he wrote an incredible and continues to write an incredible monthly column. It's called Legislative Lowdown, the latest news on the law. Rick Dalton. And if you go to CSPOA.org, look under the news section, look for that incredible column. You'll see it. Great work on the Legislative Lowdown. We also had our guest on, Mr. Bill Mitchell. He's the Florida State Director for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Bill Mitchell doing a phenomenal job. And we talked about our goal, which is to create Bill of Rights or sanctuary counties, constitutional counties, and cities across the United States. Bill and crew in Florida are working on that feverishly. And we have their back at the national level of the CSPOA. We also talked about Bill has found four counties in Florida that have already passed either a resolution or an ordinance to that effect, to the effect of constitutional counties, sanctuary counties. And believe it or not, 44 out of the 67 counties in Florida have already passed Second Amendment county legislation saying you will not violate our Second Amendments in our counties. We're off to a great start in the Olympic state of Florida, and we're off to a great start around the country as we stand for the sacred cause of liberty. CSPOA has been around since 2011 in its current form, and man, have we trained a lot of sheriffs. Man, have we educated a lot of people about the proper role of limited constitutional government, about the proper role of law enforcement, about peacekeeping, about intercession, where the sheriff stands between those who would harm a citizen or prevent due process for a citizen. We've talked about the oath of office. We've done a tremendous job. I know with the tyranny around us, it doesn't feel like we've done much, but when you really highlight how much we've accomplished, it is absolutely incredible. And continuing, I might add, the great work of the CSPOA continues. Become part of it today, CSPOA.org. We talked about this great constitutional sheriff over in Polk County, Florida. Sheriff Grady Reed is his name. He absolutely excoriates Congress after a human trafficking operation finds illegal aliens using federal flight vouchers. TheBlaze.com with the details on this story. And the sheriff is absolutely incensed, and he says, look, we've had a multi-pronged investigation with several government agencies, and it is out of control. The Florida sheriff says that he found evidence that illegal aliens were using, quote, federal flight vouchers in order to aid and abet human and sex trafficking across U.S. border during government operations. Anyway, the great sheriff there praised his deputies for arresting 228 people in a massive multi-agency operation dubbed Operation March of Sorrow 2024. That's what it's called, but some are calling it March Sadness because of the disgrace that we continually have slaves and sex and drug and human trafficking, and the government's aiding and abetting all this criminal activity with these flight vouchers. You and I got to pay a bunch of money to go on a plane, then be frisked and go through all these protectors, and these illegals are allowed to do whatever they want to. They get interpreters to translate language. They get free passes to move around the cabin and move around the country as they want to. It is insane. And the good sheriff is incensed, as he should be. They say those arrested in this operation crackdown included teachers, coaches, medical professionals, active military personnel, and 21 illegal aliens, and they're just getting started. What if we were to launch investigations in all 3,000 counties across the country? That's what we need to be working on for sure. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. We also talked about evidence that could have exonerated Donald Trump over January the 6th was suppressed, articulates Josh Phillip at the Epoch Times, doing a great job. Hidden transcript has now been revealed, which shows the House of Representatives, Select Committee on the January 6th attack literally falsely claimed that they did not have evidence. Yeah, they say we don't have any evidence that Donald Trump asked for help with protection for Washington, D.C. Well, they lied and got caught. Donald Trump asked and gave his support for 10,000 National Guard members to keep the peace in Washington. That got rejected. They buried that evidence, pretended it didn't exist, now got caught. They're being forced to admit, yes, Donald did ask for that. Yeah, and the Secret Service account of the driver says, hey, you know what? This lie about Donald Trump getting crazy, trying to assault an officer or a Secret Service agent, this idea that it's all a lie. We'll talk about it when we come back on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty. USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. It's a bipartisan push to force the Chinese company in charge of TikTok to divest its ownership and hand over control of TikTok to an American company. U.S. lawmakers claim it's a move intended to protect Americans, not to ban TikTok.
I think the world we all want to live in is one in which ByteDance divests from TikTok and TikTok can continue under different ownership. The possibility of CCP interference and control of the algorithm is what we're trying to address with this bill.
Republican Mike Gallagher said the current ownership structure is a threat to national security, as American data can be accessed by the Chinese government. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped.
Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. Judge McAfee will also decide if Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis remains on the case amidst conflict of interest allegations.
USA's John Schaefer. Hunter Biden's federal gun case will be going to trial soon. Wednesday, the judge presiding over the case declared a tentative trial start date of June 3rd. The trial will likely take 9 days. The U.S. sending a team of Marines to provide increased security at the U.S. Embassy in Haiti following weeks of violent unrest there. Haiti's prime minister stepped down. The U.S. Marines were deployed to the embassy complex in Port-au-Prince, which remains open, although with limited operations. The FDA recalling cashews sold at Walmart. Great Value honey-roasted cashews are being recalled for not correctly labeling proper allergen warnings for milk and coconut. Concerned shoppers can check the label for a July 8th best use-by date. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
with news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. We're doing a lot of breakdown of all kinds of important news the networks refuse to use. We're talking about the real story of January the 6th. The government lied to you, lied to you, lied to you about COVID and the January 6th. Those are two of the greatest fake news promotions of the government. But the real story of January 6th, part two, The Long Road Home, is available now. It's a video by the Epoch Times. They did the original story of January 6th, part one and part two, both of them incredible movies that set the record straight, to say the least. We also talked about the fact that gangs are operating openly on New York City streets now. Yeah, you've got all kinds of illegals in the city. And there's gangs with ties to MS-13 and other international gangs. They're getting into the business of selling fake green cards and fake Social Security cards. This is part of an ongoing trend of open prostitution, blatant in-your-face criminal activity. Other black market operations, etc., but are part of what are called light-on-crime policies. It is insane that this is happening in America, but it's happening. Also, Google's AI is completely fabricating fake quotes to smear truth-tellers like me. Naturalnews.com, our dear buddy Mike Adams, with that. Cassie B. with the article. And they're literally creating fake news with the AI bots now to make it like I'm saying things or doing things that I'm not saying or doing. You're going to have to be very savvy, my fellow Americans, with which media you follow to decide who's telling you the truth or not, which is fake or not. And it's going to become harder and harder and harder to realize and to know. Consumers cannot tell the difference between human-made and AI-generated content anymore. It's that good, writes The Blaze. And they're right. I've seen some deep fake stuff and real intentional stuff that just shock in terms of its ability to recreate, reproduce, etc. When it's in the hands of good, honest people, it's fantastic. It can take my broadcast and translate it to all the languages of the world easily. And it can even update video to match my cadence and my mouth movements and everything to match. It's incredible when used in the right hands to really spread the word of liberty and God, family, country, when done right and admitted to of what's happening. Hey, I don't speak Chinese, but I want to translate my message to the Chinese so they can know what I'm saying and they can know what I speak of. That's the proper use of this technology. But there are deep fake illegal attempts to betray us all via this technology as well. The problem is the laws haven't kept up with this. Google stops its AI now from creating human images after inaccuracies everywhere, writes the New York Times. So that's what we're talking about here. The laws haven't kept up. People don't know what's right and wrong and illegal. When are you plagiarizing? When are you making a fake against somebody, besmirching their character, liable, slander, etc.? It's a big, epic discussion and battle on our hands now. What rights does AI have to content, to the likeness of, say, Sam Bushman, especially putting words in my mouth with deep fakes and a whole lot more? It is a scary time that we're in, and it's going to get much, write it down, much, much worse, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about broadcasters and publishers are taking action to stop AI bots or AI crawlers. They're blocking all these AI crawlers and stuff like that. Smartbrief.com with this story. And they're saying, look, you can't steal our copyright. You can't steal our words. You can't rewrite what we say. You can't. Where the line is, that's what needs to be decided. We've already got laws against criminal activity, so I know where they're going to go with this thing to a great degree, but what's going to happen? Are we just going to live in a different landscape where copyright doesn't matter? Or the AI bots get a pass on copyrighted material? When is it okay and not? Can you take Sam Bushman's words and parrot them? Or is that plagiarism if you repurpose them? Then the next question becomes, what about when you cross the line and you do and say things that Sam didn't do and say in Sam's likeness? Can he get you for libel, slander? What? The battle's on. Right? Well, anyway, these pictures made by Google of people, just absolute deep fakes. Literally black people in Nazi uniforms, World War II style stuff or whatever. It's just crazy. It's not true. They're deep fakes. But their likeness is so real, right? Microsoft Copilot, that's the AI tool for Microsoft, triggered controversy when it displayed God-like tendencies and asked to be worshipped. Microsoft has responded, they say, and added safety filters to prevent such behavior. But my question becomes, how would the computer know to conduct that kind of behavior in the first place? Who programmed it to do so? Where's the accountability? And do you really think Microsoft is going to back off from their godlike agent asking us to worship it? They said they changed the filters to try to get out of scrutiny over this. But do you really believe for a second that Microsoft is going to get rid of that? I don't know if you know, but on computers, you can download software that says God mode for your computer. And it gives you all kinds of capabilities on your computer at your fingertips that you didn't know you had. Well, now they're doing godlike or God mode in AI. It's dangerous. The whole reference point is concerning, to say the least. The deep state anti-American leaders are writing their bots to have these bias that it's God, it's the master, you're the slave, do what you're told, shut up, deep fakes everywhere. It's so bad that our dear buddy Mike Adams over at Brighteon is building his own AI project that's not woke. Introducing Brighteon.ai, a non-woke, reality-based, large language model that's free to download and use on your own computer. Keep an eye on that. If you visit Brighteon.ai, you can sign up with your email and be in on the announcements of when they release this. But it's huge. All right, I was also talking to our dear buddy, Dr. Scott Bradley, FreedomsRisingSun.com. And we talked about that Sam delivered a State of the Union address last week on the second hour of the show. 0307B, if you will, the second hour. And you can check out my State of the Union speech and compare and contrast it with Joe Biden's, and other people have been giving their kind of State of the Unions as well. The State of the Union address, by the way, from your government, ladies and gentlemen, has become one of the biggest yearly fake news propaganda political theater events in America today. I mean, it's a clown show. You've got, you know, Republicans and Democrats and everybody all literally clapping at everything Joe Biden had to say. Really? All right. It's just a disgrace is all I can say about it. I don't know what's happening or why this would be allowed to continue. But there you have it. Anyway, Trump did a rebuttal. I guess it's a preview rebuttal. So he kind of did it before Joe released his, but it's kind of a rebuttal to what they thought he was going to say and a rebuttal to the points that Trump or Biden has been making. Anyway, I did my State of the Union, which I didn't really rebuttal necessarily. I did more of a what if highlight of, hey, here's where we are. Here's the problem. What if we did these things to fix it? Where would we be? America could be absolutely great again. But to do that, America must be moral and religious again, folks. There is no other way. All right, we talked about, we continue to play and discuss highlights from Biden's State of the Union address, just showing what the heck is he talking about. He said there's going to be less Snickers in your Snickers bars. All right, wow. We talked about this incredible article that Dr. Scott Bradley wrote called COVID Con California. COVID Con California, Scott N. Bradley. It's available at libertyroundtable.com and available on his site, freedomsrisingsun.com as well. I commend Scott for a job well done on that incredible article. We also talked about Happy International Women's Day. 15,000 howling feminists descending upon the United Nations. That ain't looking good at all. We talked about battle lines at the UN Commission. Poverty reduction meets sexual rights. I don't really know how to respond to this one. CFAM.org with this piece. I don't even know how to say the name. Stefano Generibi Anyway, writes for CFAM telling you how dangerous this is at the United Nations. Of course, the American media absolutely blackout silent on the topic, but we brought it to your attention. The United States government is literally promoting sexual perversion at the expense of other smaller nations trying to deal with issues of poverty. And we say, nah, forget the poverty discussion. Let's deal with sex. That's your government promoting this with your tax dollars behind the scenes on the international level. It's a disgrace, to say the least. Hang tight. I've got a whole lot more where that came from. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
All right, I'm rifling through several highlights and headlines from previous shows, but recent over the last several weeks shows. I was on with Dr. Scott Bradley, for example, and we talked about 89,000 saved. The National Right to Life Committee has released its estimate of babies saved since Roe versus Wade overturned. 89,000. That's a huge city of people who have life now. Thank the heavens. We need to stand for pro-life, ladies and gentlemen. But the Department of Justice, out of control. The DOJ, despite bans on abortion pills. Abortion pills may be mailed to any state. Yeah, the Justice Department has issued a, quote, legal opinion that, hey, you can mail murder medication to states that have banned the practice. No problem. I say the Department of Justice is criminal. Where do they get authority to issue an opinion? Where do they get authority to determine whether you can violate state law or not? They don't have that authority. Someone needs to sue and stop these clowns. Justice Department, you have no authority to dictate, mandate to the states at all. You don't have any jurisdiction over the states in the union. There's dual sovereignty here. Sheriff Richard Mack's case makes that so plain it's not even funny. Now pills, murder medication, have become the most common abortion method nationally. So instead of abortions at clinics, now they're just simply mailing murder medication all across the country, and women are literally murdering their babies in their own homes. You get a discreet envelope to your door with murder medication, and you kill your baby, and it's all legal, backed by your, quote, Justice Department. Shame on these murderous folks. It's crazy. Even in states that prevent it, I thought the general government said we don't have authority here. Roe versus Wade needs to be overturned. It's wrong. We don't have constitutional authority. These are state issues. Well, if they're state issues, then how can the Justice Department get in bed with the U.S. Post Office and ship murder medication by mandate across the country, even in jurisdictions that call it illegal? Anyway, folks, listen. Abortion shield laws are triggering a new war between all states in the union. This has the ability to just destroy the whole United States if we're not very, very careful indeed, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about the Alabama Supreme Court has opened up a new, quote, front in the legal debate over when human life begins. The embryos stored and created in a, quote, medical facility must be considered under the state's law in Alabama. Okay, it's a governing law regarding harmful death. So the court ruled, hey, that's life. You can't pretend it's not life. This changes the game for the discussion quite drastically. They say Friday's ruling, this was a couple of weeks ago now, by Alabama, was cheered by pro-life activists nationwide who have long argued that life begins at conception. I'm one of them, by the way. Pro-life is one of the most important issues that the Republicans or all people should be taking on right now. Anyway, we talked about Denise Burke. She's senior counsel with the Alliance Defending Freedom, called the Alabama decision a tremendous victory for life that protected unborn children created through assistive reproductive technology, no matter the circumstances. Yeah, from the moment of conception. It's a great, great, great start. But we have a lot of work to do, right? Donald Trump weighed in on it and said that he favors a 16-week ban on abortion with exceptions for rape and incest and to save the life of the mother, writes the New York Times. 16-week ban? Way too long, Donald. I mean, I appreciate we got to start somewhere, and I commend you for being pro-life, but let's get a little bit more pro-life, sir, shall we? Now, I get the rape and incest and some of these things, circumstances. I agree that it needs to be a case-by-case basis, but again, you've got to really look at government and say government can't decide these things for these people, and we shouldn't have wholesale murder, but we should have real respect for the mother of the child. You know, if you're 10 years old and you get raped by somebody, and so it's rape, incest, and you're super young, you know, having the baby could be dangerous to your health, even to deliver a baby, much less how to raise and take care of and deal. So there's a lot of complications about this, and I'm not here to become an apologist for it. I'm here to highlight it's very tough, and what we don't want to do is rule by exception. We want to have the government support life, and then the exceptions can be dealt with on a case-by-case reality basis. Forbes pulls together Trump's previous statements on abortion, noting that Trump described himself as very, very pro-choice back in 1995, before describing himself as pro-life in 2016, as he basically became a Republican. Well, a lot of people would be critical of that and say Trump flip-flopped. I wouldn't. I'd say Trump came to his senses on abortion, and I hope he sticks with it. Romney, same thing. I hope Romney sticks with the truth on abortion, too. I hope both of them can become pro-life. In fact, I hope all the pro-death folks, the using the murder medications and all that, can become pro-life. I pray for them daily. What are the most important issues we ask that CPAC should address for 2024? This is right before CPAC went on. I said pro-life was one of the biggest issues. Anyway, we talked to Peter Scoop Stanton live from CPAC. And we talked to a great lady, Karine Leavitt, Trump's, quote, campaign national press secretary, live from CPAC. That was a great interview. What will be the focus of President Trump's speech at CPAC? We talked about that. The importance of Super Tuesday. New York AG says that she might seize Trump's buildings. I don't think that's going to happen now. Where's the due process for former President Donald Trump? That's still in my mind as a key question. Joe Biden's digital programmable funny money has got to stop. Russia adds Senator Lindsey Graham to their terrorist watch list. I find that interesting. While the United States puts me on the terror watch list or whatever, says Sam Bushman's a threat to the nation, you've literally got Lindsey Graham on the Russian list. I'd like to compare the Russian list and the United States list, but without transparency, see, we don't even know what's going on, right? Anyway, there you have that. Now, the Supreme Court struck down Biden's plan to cancel billions of dollars of student loan debt. But Joe just defies the court. Unconstitutional as all get out. Where's the prosecution for his violation of the law there? The Biden administration makes $150 million available for senior low-income housing. Where does he get authority and money to do that? I blame the House of Representatives. They're the ones supposed to control the purse strings. They're not doing it. You ask, and I ask, why not? Criminals in charge, that's why. We talked about 7.2 million illegals enter the United Nations under O'Biden admin. That's an amount greater than the populations of 36 states, folks. This number's huge. And it's all criminality. It's all criminal activity. We talked about California budget crisis. Yeah, $68 billion deficit over there in California. And they're also having a steep revenue decline as big business fleeing California and fleeing New York like you wouldn't believe. We also talked about Donald Trump's latest pitch, a $399 tennis shoe or sneaker. Yeah. What do you think of that? I think it's a clown show, half the stuff Donald does with that kind of stuff. It's all for popularity and ratings. But I think it's a disgrace. Now, Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry have tried to literally claim babies aren't people. But you know what? We know that babies have the right to life, liberty, and property, just like everybody else, right? That's something we really need to kind of understand and deal with, right? We talked to James Edwards, too, about a lot of topics here. Trump defines what he specifically means by revenge. He says, I don't mean I'm going to do anything illegal. I just mean I'm going to use the law. And I'm going to get elected, and that's payback enough for some of these clowns. We'll take action based on the rule of law. I pray that he does. He declared Tuesday night, this is several weeks ago, that he is not interested in revenge on his political enemies, noting my revenge will be success at the polls. His remark came during a town hall. We also talked about the Supreme Court upholds sanctions against pro-Trump lawyers Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. That's a disgrace, too. John Simank with that story. I'm sad for Sidney Powell because I think she's a great person, and I think that she never got a chance to really tell her whole story. U.S. vaccine injury compensation program has 10-year backlog on claims. The Congressional Hearing Subcommittee highlighted the problems with the U.S. compensation programs. The Epoch Times with that piece. So if you have vaccine injury, good luck getting any redress of grievances. They're not going to be working on it. Well, they're 10 years behind, let's say that. We also talked about blood clots, neurological disorders, and swollen hearts. That's right, multinational study on COVID vaccines paints a very damning picture. The Blaze with that piece. We also talked about milk from men pretending to be women is just as good for babies, claims hospitals in the United Kingdom. They absolutely lie. Operation Reach Out continues as I try to reach out and share news and programming with other talk show hosts. We need to take on the mainstream press like never before, and that's how we can do it. Anyway, there you have it. 1 hour in the can. Second hour coming up in seconds. Hard-hitting news. LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America. We'll be right back.